Alan, thank you for joining us live on Radio Borders. This is a very black day for the sport of rallying, isn't it?
Oh, certainly, Hugh. I've been involved in motorsport for 40 years, and I've had some bad days, but this is well up the ladder now. It's been disaster, really.
It's the sort of thing that you can't really prepare for because you hope it's never going to happen.
Oh, that's right. I mean, motorsport itself is always has a risk involved in it, and I've been around long enough to realise that fact. But it's a lot more safer now in general than it's ever been in the past. But just sadly today brought the reminder of what still can happen.
You mentioned safety. That's obviously going to come into any investigation that takes place as time goes on. We know it's the only closed road event in mainland UK. Do you think it's a safe event?
Oh, definitely. We've been running for 17 years and never had a problem until today. We've had two serious incidents today, and for that to happen is unbelievable in the one day. But no, it's overall, it's a very, very safe sport, and the Jim Clark organisation do their very best to make it as safe as possible. No question about that.
You say there were two incidents. The first one happened shortly after 2 o'clock, and that was in itself was a serious incident with five people injured, one of whom had to be taken to hospital. Was there not a case that the rally organisers should have stopped the rally at that point and not after the second accident?
Well, it was felt at that time it was better to keep the event going, and because stopping the rally sometimes can cause its own problems and with crowd and all the rest of it. And the people involved at that time felt it was better to carry on with the event than stop it, because that, as I said before, could cause its own problems. But I think on that time, it's easy with hindsight and all the rest of it, of course. But I do believe they made the right decision at that time.
Now, the rally, as we've mentioned, is spectators can get pretty close to the action in that it is on ordinary roads through the borders. Do you think then, you're obviously saying you don't believe that the spectators are too close, and you believe that stewarding, for instance, is of a high enough standard to ensure that spectators should be safe?
Oh, yes, we do our level best to try and make sure. I mean, as much as we try and tell the public to stand at the right places, they sometimes don't. But we can't prejudge anything until we have the investigation to what happened here. But that will be in the proof in the pudding. But when you watch other rallies abroad, when they're much nearer to the tracks than we allow them over here. I mean, I've seen them stand in the middle of the track and they run off when the car's coming. It would never be allowed to happen here. Not a chance of that. But the safety control, the patrol here and all the rest of it is second to none. We do our level best as much as possible to keep it safe.
This is perhaps a question that's too early to answer, but do you believe this is the end of the Jim Clark Rally, you know, in future years?
I certainly hope not. And, you know, when a day like this is one day too many, but motorsport, it's a dangerous business, as I said before, but I really do hope that the event will pick itself back up and learn some hard lessons, obviously, to find out what happened. There'll be an inquest, and the MAC, the motorsporting and the police, who are very much in control at the moment, will learn from it. But I'd hope to see it back again next year, definitely.
Media manager for the Jim Clark Rally, Alan Johnson, thank you for joining us live here on Radio Borders News. Back to you, Stuart.